Nick Elliott, international music photographer and host of Sound and Nick's Vision, in one delightful 57-minute monthly bundle.
Always very impressed, Nick Elliott, with how regularly, show after show, whether it's volume 37, 36, whatever number you happen to be, that you still actually manage to tie in meteorological terms. And here we are in June, flaming June, and you went up with Elton John, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. Clearly you were thinking about this when you were putting this playlist together.
I was.
Back in the spring.
I was hoping, but wonderful track, man. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful track.
Sue Rice is with us again. Hey, Sue.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Here we are. Somewhat raucous soul there, but she was actually born in some sort of coastal part of Lincolnshire, actually. So,
Skegvigus.
Exactly. It just happens. It's not an excuse. It's just a fact of life. And she's currently living in Gainsborough, I believe.
I don't mind a bit of Skegvigus.
Yes, dark side of the county.
Right. I like a bit of Kiss Me Quick. You know what I mean?
Once again,
well, I do declare, as I say,
the standards for the show have been set right
well,
from the
yeah,
off.
Well, yeah, how long have we been? Yeah.
That limbo bar under which people say you couldn't possibly go down any further has clearly
given the man's back a rub.
Moved a few notches down, and we're left with the people who actually had a hit with Bus Stop and many other things. Now, do you know to whom we're referring to? I said Bus Stop.
I suspect that I
Manchester
may be.
Band.
I might be a bit young for this one.
Sometimes all I need is. Curiously, we spent the last few minutes actually watching the video of that in black and white as well, or monochrome, which is very artistic, I believe. Nick, as a photographer, will actually know about that.
Yeah,
the
Hollies,
Manchester band, as far as I recall, and The Air That I Breathe.
Very good band.
And another Phil Collins track is about to emerge, Sue.
Ooh!
Exactly. It's just as though he's suddenly become Phil Collins. Initially when this came down the line, I thought, oh dear, is Nick having one of those romantic scenarios where he's kind of thinking, oh, I can't cope anymore.
You wouldn't have thought, would you? No.
But what the hey? There are other tracks in this particular number, which I think even more so, if you actually wanted to sort of have a little peek into the Elliot subconscious, you think, oh, I know what time in life he's still thinking about now. When the biography is written, it'll be a different line entirely. Anyway, Phil Collins from, I believe, the album Hello, I Must Be Going.
Yeah.
Not the drums in terms of the line here. Very, very few drums on this thing in English. More kind of ballads sung about his ex-wife.
It was.
And he was very concerned about her, obviously, and he was concerned about a whole variety of
things. He did two albums on the strength of that.
He did indeed.
And made a serious amount of wage.
Which, clearly, there must be a message there somewhere.
I think so.
Out of great art comes great pain. Or is it out of great
pain?
No, it's
the other way around.
Is that, yeah, you see, this is quite rightly so too.
Inspiring is the word you're looking for.
A shitload of pain, great art.
Don't say that word. You'll be sent out straight away. Siren Radio would like to formally apologise for Nick's little utterance there. It's just, you know, honestly, it's just not right. Here's Phil Collins.
Don't let him steal your heart away.
At the end of the day, Phil, you've got to realise that people have their own decisions to make, so actually it's got nothing to do with you, just let it go. Okay. Sort of considered amazing on that particular routine. And besides, if you've got people who are into stealing sort of various bits of hearts, do you really want to have a relationship with them? I think not. Back in the day, 1969, John Schlesinger, you see, I can't even say the name Schlesinger, can I? But I just have made an attempt anyway. He had an Academy Award-winning film called Midnight Cowboy. This was from the soundtrack of Midnight Cowboy with John Voight and Dustin Hoffman. Dustin, of course, who was going to that place where, you know, it's all wonderful, various other bits and pieces. And the end of Midnight Cowboy, quite heart-rending, where you see Ratso effectively sort of, spoiler alert, passes away. It's Ratso, Sue. So was it Rizzo?
I've watched Midnight Cowboy.
Yes, yeah.
I never got it.
Really? Did I?
No.
I didn't get to the end of it, actually.
Well, I got to the end of it, but only because I was forced to watch it in an A-level English class.
Academy Award
winning structure. The soundtrack is better.
Exactly. And this particular thing emerges, literally, when John Voight is doing that whole stroll through the streets of New York, trying to find a way of making a living.
Everybody's talking at me, I don't hear words they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. People stopping still, I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain, going well, the weather suits my clothes, banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Clothes, banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave.
Everybody's talking as he skips over the ocean like a stone. Fantastic, Newson, proving that you can actually have a 2.5 minute piece of music, which is just absolutely awesome. Good choice, Nick. Very well.
Yeah, I like it. Nice track.
I actually make that suggestion. And suddenly you're keeping our northeastern fans happy as well. Why pet our Geordie souls? No, that doesn't sound Geordie at all.
No, well, I'm there near.
Exactly. I mean, if you went into Biker Grove with that particular accent, they'd say
Biker Grove. Biker Grove.
How we?
Exactly. That's what I'd like to hear. Tell us, Nick Elliott, host of Sound and Nick's Vision.
That's yes,
the show is called after Sound and Nick's Vision because it is.
What do you want to know, Alex? What do you want to know?
What's this next piece of music by Lindisfarne all about, Lady Eleanor?
I don't actually know what it's all about.
It's about a vampire, Nick.
Is it really?
It's about a vampire. If you listen to the lyrics, which I tend to do, you will find that they're singing about this mystical lady who is indeed a vampire.
Really?
A bloodsucker on Tyneside.
Okie dokie.
I know you don't get many of those around. But the fact a joke of the matter there. Is, there is indeed, a joke but there. We won't go down there.
No, it'd be far too.
It would be far too inappropriate.
In need of censorship.
Let's listen to Lady Eleanor Lindisfarne and think about vampires.
Fantastic intro. Fantastic
people in long
intro.
White dresses and lots of smoke machines.
Silken ghost of thread. I gaze with troubled vision on an awful poster bed, where Eleanor had risen to kiss the neck below my head and bid me come along with her to the land of the dancing dead. But it's all right, Lady Eleanor. And beauty like a mother to a son, like living, dying, seeing, being all rolled into one. And all at once I heard some music playing in my bones, the same old song I'd heard for years reminding me of home. But it's all right, Lady Eleanor. And beast desire. And when it seemed for certain that the screams could get no higher, I heard a voice above the rest screaming, "You're a liar." But it's all right, Lady Eleanor.
Nick Elliott, international music photographer and host of Sound and Nick's Vision, in one delightful 57-minute monthly bundle.
Clearly to geologists around the world, Primal Scream. Somebody might have got that. Do we still have fans in Italy, Nick?
We have fans all over the world,
well,
Alex.
We are. That's what we like to hear.
Oodles of them.
Marvellous.
America, Europe, Italy,
splendid.
France.
Splendid.
Everywhere.
So much to pack into the show. I don't think even Sue could actually get 12. 12, that's a dozen.
12, wow.
I know, it's just sort of astonishing. So we have to move right on to a tune that was written when John Lennon was taking his extended leave, getting all domestic again, kicking drugs and doing all sorts of other bits and pieces. Isn't that right, Nick?
It is. Cleaning it up.
Just had to let it
lost in confusion. Will I tell them there's no problem, only solutions? Will I shake their heads and they look at me as if I've lost my mind?
Station every other Thursday, 8 till 10, bringing you the best local and international bands from the world of rock and metal. The Rock Train. No tracks are too heavy.
You've done it all. Nothing left, all gone and run away. Maybe you'll tarry for a while. It's just a test, a game for us to play. Win or lose, it's hard to smile.
Come up and see me.
And in the traditional world of back announcements, I do believe, Nick Elliott, that you have a dedication for Steve Harley and Cockney Rebels.
Make me smile,
come up and see me.
I do, a very strong supporter of what I do, and that's a teacher lady from just outside Leicester called Annie Brooks.
A teacher lady called Annie Brooks?
Annie Brooks, she's a teacher lady.
Well, if she's a teacher lady, then clearly she must be teaching then.
Well, you do as you're told, don't you?
Very sensible.
Know what I mean?
Suede head, any rationale behind Morrissey?
Just that I really love some of his stuff. Caught a bit of the video.
You don't think he's too depressing?
No, not at all.
Me and
Morrissey, we're going
Prince,
on.
Prince Harry
we
and Meghan Markle.
To depressing.
Morrissey, Suede Head. He's not that depressing, really, Sue. Cinderella, Rockefeller. Na-da-da-da. No, it's a different band. It's the band Cinderella that we actually have got up next for us.
Good band.
You would like to introduce this, Nick?
Don't know what you're hot.
Don't know what you got. Don't know what you're hot. Don't know what you got, etc. I think it's don't know what you got we've got here, as opposed to hot.
Okay.
Could be a different line entirely.
Doesn't matter. It's good.
Still a good tune.
Sand and Nick's Vision in June. On Siren Radio, what more could you ask for?
I can't tell you, baby, what went wrong.
por l'ora e il momento che verrà. A little attempt at a bit of Italian there for Raffaella Clementi for this moment and the moments to come. Like what I did there. A little touch of Italian.
Clever.
Buongiorno.
Cheer, oh dear.
Che bella.
Ciao, Raffi.
Don't know what you got. It's got you. Of course, Raffaella does because she's part of the human race, and Italy don't know what they got when it comes to their politicians, because they could be in, they could be out, they could be out of Europe, they could be joining us in Brexit. Who knows what's happening? Raffaella, sort it out, please. I just want to put that bit across there.
Oh, okay.
By the time this is actually aired, hopefully in June, the Italian nature will be sorted through. And everything will be happy if only we could actually go to some soul who actually did the degree when Sunderland was not even a university, but they did it at Sunderland Polytechnic, and they did a degree in art, and then they actually got together with Brian Eno and did a whole range of other bits and pieces. It's Brian Ferry, Sue, another Geordie man. Let's stick together, bring out the Phil Manzanera stuff, bring out the saxophone, bring out the dancing girls and boys as well. Here we go. Let's stick together there. Still keep marvellous stuff. Nick, how can people get in touch with your good self, or indeed any of the wonderful things such as the Nick Elliott clothing line and so on? What's the best way forward?
Best place to go is my press office, which is nickelliott.info. Mm-hmm. And they can find everything there. Yeah.
We've done it. Almost. The primitives to round off the programme with Crash. We haven't crashed at all. We don't intend to. But we have had Elton John, The Hollies, Phil Collins, Harry Nilsson, Lindisfarne, Primal Scream, John Lennon, Cockney Rebel, Morrissey, Cinderella, Roxy Music and the Primitives to come. Sue, which one gets your vote as that was my favourite for volume 37?
No contest. Elton John. Really? Absolutely.
So we went in with a winner.
Yep.
He stayed top and he worked. Fantastic stuff. So, three things to actually wrap up with as Sue Royce and Nick Elliott, it is his show, head off into the wild blue yonder and the sun sinks slowly in the west. What are those three words we need to say? A one, a two, a three?
Keep music live!